Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tanis Daf Chaf Tanis 20, and today's Daf Yomi, there's another classic story from the Talmud about the lack of rain. So we're going to talk about this story on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis, the very bottom lines, and then going into Chaf Amud Aleph on the top of 28. So it says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, on one time, Pamachas Alu Kol Yisrael Regal Yerushalayim, one time all the Jewish people were going up to do a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the holidays, and that was a year where it never rained. They had no water to drink. Halach Naktimon Ben Gurion. So Naktimon Ben Gurion, who we know was very wealthy, and the Gemara in Gittin on 56a tells us that he was one of the three wealthiest people in Jerusalem, and he took it upon himself to support all the people of the city of Jerusalem for 21 years. When there was the siege during the time of the destruction of the Second Temple. So Naktima Ben Gurion, who was very wealthy, he went, Eitzel Hegmon Echad, he went to an officer, and he said to him, Amar lo halveni shtei mesrei minus mayim, let me borrow 12 reservoirs of water for the pilgrims. V'ani atein lecha shtei mesrei enos mayim, and in return, I'll give you 12 reservoirs of water after the rain comes down. So he says, lend me the water, and I'll pay you back. And if I don't give you this water, I'll give you 12 giant amounts of silver. And he gave him a specific time where he has to return it. Once that time came, and it had not rained. So in the morning, the Higemon, this officer, sent to Naktimon. He said, that they came, and the officer says to Naktimon, send me either the money or the water. You have to pay up. Shalacho, so Naktimon said to the officer, Adayin yesh li zman, I still have time. Kol hayom kushali, I have the whole day to pay you back. I don't have to pay you back right away. But tzarayim, comes the afternoon, shalacho, shagar li omayim omos, sheish li biyotcha, same idea, send me either the money or the water that I owe you. That you owe me, shalcho, so Naktimon sent back, Adayin yesh li shalos biyum, I still have time. But mincha comes later in the day, it's almost dark, shalcho, the Higemon said, shagar li omayim omos, sheish li biyotcha, send me either the money or the water, shalcho, Adayin yesh li shalos biyum. Naktimon says, I still have time. So this officer started mocking him. And Amar, it hasn't rained until now. And now you expect it to rain? And so we're on the top of 20a. This officer enters into the bathhouse because he was so happy, because he thinks he's going to make this 12 talents of silver, the 12 kikaros of silver, and he was going into a bathhouse while the Jewish people don't even have water to drink. Once he was entering into the Beis HaMerchatz, into the bathhouse to immerse, Nachtimon nichnas lebeis hamikdash kishu atzev. Nachtimon went to the temple very sad. V'nisatev, he wrapped himself, v'amad b'sfila, and he stood in prayer. And Amar lefanav, and he said before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, you know I never did any of this for my own self. I never did any of this for my father's home. I did this only for your honor. All I wanted was water for the pilgrims. Immediately, it became cloudy, and it started to rain. Until there were all the 12 reservoirs of water became filled. The hosiro, and there was leftover. Meanwhile, once this officer exited the bathhouse, at the same time, Naktimon was leaving the temple. When they encountered each other, he said, give me the value that's extra. Give me the money because you didn't pay me back the water. Give me the water and give me the extra money. So Amar lo, so the Higemon said to him, Yode. So Nakdimon said to him, Tailit Mayim Yoter. Nakdimon said to him, give me the amount of money that's extra for the water because I paid you back more than you gave me. So the Higamon said back to him, Yode Anishlo, here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as OMO El Beshvilcha. I know that the only reason God caused it to rain was because you prayed. But guess what? I'm still entitled to my money because Shekfar Shakachama, because the sun had already set. You paid me too late. The day passed by and you didn't get back to water. So that was my rain that came down. And I have that water. You paid me back too late. When Nakdimon heard this, he goes back to the temple in Davins. He went back and he prayed. And he said, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, show the world that you have beloved, that you have people in the world who are your true children, and make a miracle so that the whole world can see that the rain came down in my possession. Immediately the clouds scattered. The sun came out again. And it was very clear that Nakdimon was correct because it was still daytime. But Osa Shah at that moment, Amar Lo Higamon, at that moment the Higamon said, if the sun had not shone forth, he said, I would have had a claim because I would have said that it was my water because it came down after sunset. So we see from here that Nakdimon was blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he wanted to be so generous and philanthropic to help the pilgrims so that they could have water to drink.